This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Debate has centered largely along party lines in the impeachment hearings and vote on President Donald Trump. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president gave Democrats no choice.
It is tragic that the president's reckless actions make impeachment necessary.
Republicans say impeachment is all about trying to weaken President Trump in 2020. Ohio's Bill Johnson talked about 2016 and his call on the House floor for a moment of silence.
And remember the voices of the 63 million American voters, the Democrats today are wanting to silence.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says if the whistleblower didn't come forward on President Trump, this wouldn't be happening.
Instead, he got caught.
Utah's Chris Stewart doesn't think these are high crimes and misdemeanors.
If you set this bar as being impeachable, every president in our future will be impeached.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump himself is headed to Michigan, an election battleground state that he won in 2016 for a rally with supporters. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking ahead of Trump's visit, called the House vote on impeachment a disgrace.
They're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president. They're trying to run down this president because they know they can't run against our record.
Pence spoke to more than 200 people at a Workers for Trump event in Saginaw. He criticized Democrats in the important swing state and predicted that Trump will once again carry Michigan, in part because of the impeachment proceedings. The vice president was in the state for a day-long bus tour before joining Trump at a rally Wednesday evening. This is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused